There is a place of my calling. There is a place of my leading unto you, my people. I have said that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. There are steps that you need to follow, in which that pathway will lead into the presence of your God. There are many that have tried and come into my presence, but they have been wearing the clothing of their flesh. I have laid out in my word a precedence and a protocol. I am the one that clothed the high priest. I covered his nakedness. I adorned him with my vestures of glory. And there is no other way into my presence than by my leading. I am urging you to seek, that you will not try and come into my presence, working your way into my presence by anything of your own strength, anything of your own wisdom, anything by the clothing that you wear, your flesh. The place in which you can come into my presence will be following after my leading that I set in my word. Flesh will never stand in my presence. But as you are glorified in your spirit, then you will be able to stand in my presence. In my presence, I have spoken in my word that a man came, but he did not have the wedding garment on, and he was cast aside. He was rejected. He was put away from my presence because he came in his own way and he came in his own flesh. This is why I say in the wedding feast, only those who have the garments given to them, they and they alone are able to come into the wedding feast. And as you come into that wedding feast, so you come into this place, and you come and you walk the pathway that I've set before you. You come with brokenness, you come with humility, and you come desire and say, Father God, nothing of myself, nothing that I have in my own strength, nothing I have in my hands, but one thing I desire, and that is to walk in the pathway in which you choose and you call me on. Flesh will not stand in my glory. Only those that have been redeemed, washed, and sanctified, justified, called out to this world, and walking in my word, they are the ones that will know my presence. And I'm calling unto you, my people, to walk in the pathway that I set before you. Not relying on your flesh, but relying totally on my grace and my salvation and redemption which I've given unto you. There is a pathway, and I've said the pathway is narrow. Do not walk on the broad way which leads to destruction, but come through the narrow gate and walk the narrow path. And that path will lead into my presence, says the Lord.